Hi, this is Keely from Dating Talk with Keely. You're listening to Too Many Podcasts with Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, all you people of the pods and all you podsters and podettes out there. Welcome back to the show. Glad you can make it. And if you're new to the show, I'm glad we can have you along. It's going to be a theme week this week.
It's theme week. It's theme week. It's theme week.
And that theme will be health and fitness. We'll get to that in a minute. Just wanted to start off with a small announcement. You can now hear this podcast on iHeartRadio. If you look under their podcasts and do a little search, type in Too Many Podcasts, you'll see the show there. And then you just add it, follow it, and you'll always get new episodes when they come out every Wednesday, as usual.
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
So, I had a visitor this week, and his name is Zach Smith. Zach hosts a podcast called Mission for Health. And Mission for Health are one-minute bites of fitness and health information. And we all need that little one-minute piece of motivation every once in a while, don't you say? You know, like sometimes when you're getting a little tired in the afternoon, a little something to pick you up. I really enjoy talking with Zach, and he broadcasts down from sunny Florida. Thanks a lot, Zach, while I'm up here on this mountain. But I won't hold that against you, I promise. So why don't we head on down to the conference room of the Sherpa Chalet, and you can hear my conversation with him. Hey, everybody. We're here in the Sherpa Chalet in the conference room. And my special guest today is Mr. Zachary Smith. Zach hosts a new podcast called Mission for Health. And he's here to tell us about his podcast, which is basically one-minute bites of health advice. You know, so, hey, you got a minute in your day. Yeah, you can listen to Zach. It's that simple. If you got 10 minutes in your day, you can binge listen to him. So it works either way. So welcome to the podcast, Zach.
Oh, thank you so much. I am looking forward to doing this. This is actually the first podcast interview I've ever been a part of. So I am really excited to be here tonight to be able to share a little bit more about what I do. Hopefully you can tell by the end of this, the passion that I have for my podcast and my businesses. So I'm just really excited to share with others my passions.
That's great. Well, we're glad to have you on the show. All right. Why don't we start? You could just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I am 23 years old. I am married and just had our first baby girl in April. So I got married in May of last year and had a baby in April. We wasted no time to start our family, but I am so excited about it. My little girl's name is Mary Catherine. That is her full first name. And then my wife, her name is Alicia. So I'm very family oriented. I love my family. Have great support from my parents and her parents. It's just a very good family atmosphere in my life, which is amazing. I am also a full-time missionary. I play a sport called disc golf. For people that have never heard of that, it's basically frisbee golf, just like golf, but you're using frisbees to throw it into baskets. So that is a very good portion of my time and energy, and I enjoy it a whole lot. And then I'm also a health coach where I host a podcast, help people achieve their goals, whatever they're looking to do in health. Hopefully there is something we can do to work together, strive to be better every single day.
Wow, that's a great story. You said you were a health coach. Now, how exactly do you become a health coach?
So basically, a lot of people start as clients. Typically, it can look like somebody that wants to lose a little bit of weight. We'll talk to somebody in our organization and we'll kind of go through the process. I personally came in without a weight loss story, but I graduated college and was kind of like, whoa, I didn't learn how to kind of eat healthy or live a good healthy life in college. So what the heck am I doing? And fortunately, the family I was marrying into, she was already a health coach. And I was like, hey, mom, what do you do? And kind of started learning a little bit more about that and got into the whole education system and started learning more about how I can help other people achieve their goals, but most importantly, how I can achieve my goals of long-term health, because I know that I want to be there around for my family. I want to be there for my grandkids, and I want to be there for my great grandkids. Something I share with people all the time is that I want to be around to teach my great grandkids how to play disc golf, which is certainly not something you probably hear every day.
That's true. You actually say in some of your episodes about needing a mentor and a coach in your life. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I have really come to learn in the last couple of years how important it is to have other people pouring into you. So I have a spiritual coach. I believe in God and I believe in Jesus. And I know that in order to know Jesus better and have that relationship with him, I needed to be coached in that aspect of my life so that I was learning how to do that better. And then also in my health, I know that I need somebody who's going to hold me accountable and teach me new ways to continue to be healthy long-term. Because honestly, we are better together than we ever are by ourselves. There's other people that are really smart out there and you can learn a lot from them, whether that's in your business or your health or your spiritual journey. So I know that I want to be coached in all aspects. I am very open to hearing constructive criticism from anyone that has, as long as it's constructive, anybody that has that to offer. So I want to be able to be coached by those people that are around me, whether they are professional or whether they're not. People have things to offer you. So I want to have that true relationship with them where they feel open enough to be able to share something with me.
Right, now, what do you think that most people are missing for a healthier lifestyle?
A lot of times it's just a vehicle or a tool in their life to be able to stay in a structure that benefits them. In the society that we live in, it is so fast-paced that like it's just easier to drive through McDonald's and get a hamburger than it is to cook yourself a meal. And I totally get that. Like it is so easy in the day and age we live in to just sit in your car and drive through a fast food restaurant and get something to eat. And hey, you're satisfied in the moment. It's like, I got my food, I'm not hungry anymore, and I don't have to think about it again. But when you do that every day, or even just like half the days of a week, you add up the bad habits on top of each other and you create that in your life to where 10, 20, it maybe not even is that long, but 10 or 20 years from now, you are going to be overweight. You're not going to be sleeping well. And there's just so many problems. And this was something that I learned as I became a health coach, that it's not just about the weight. It's about the pressure on your knees. It's about the sleep. It's about the stress. All of those things tie in together. And that's why I like to help people, because you can just see their life become more full. You can see more time with their family. You can see more time doing the things they enjoy when they're at a healthy weight and healthy overall.
Now, I know usually with a health coach, you really have to lead by example. So what's the kind of routine that you live your life by that people would follow as a client?
Yeah. So one of the most important things that I certainly didn't know before I became a health coach is that you need to drink water. As simple as that sounds, drinking water is just so, so important. And before I was a health coach, on a given day, if I had a single glass of water, that was a good day for me. I mean, normally, if I could just drink soda or tea or Gatorade or whatever it, you name it, coffee, I love coffee. I would drink all of those things and never drink water. And I didn't even realize what it was doing to my body, but a good perspective to think about it is if your water is going throughout your body, it's like 80% of our body is made up of water, right? So when you, are not getting fresh water in every single day, you can think about like dirty water is flushing around in your body, like dirty, murky water is going through your joints. And just think about how that's going to affect you. But if you were to drink at least a minimum of 64 ounces, I prefer to help people drink half their body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200, drink 100 ounces a day in water, because that's what you really need to be able to have that fresh, clean water going through your joints and going through your body. And it's going to make you feel well. So most importantly, drink your water. Second most importantly, eat in a structure of 5-6 times a day. If you think about a campfire, if you've ever built a campfire, you know how you get it started and you need to put a log on that campfire every few minutes or few hours to keep that fire burning. That's the same thing as our metabolism. Our metabolism wants to burn throughout the day. But the second you take a big log and you throw it on that fire, what happens? Out goes the fire. So you need to keep that metabolism burning throughout the day. Let your body do the work. You don't have to slave away in the gym for an hour or 2 hours a day trying to burn the calories. It doesn't work that way. If you can fuel your body throughout the day, eat in a structure of 5 or 6 times a day, your body knows what to do and it will consistently burn fat and allow yourself to be at a healthy weight long term. But if you're not at that healthy weight yet, you have to work yourself to get to that healthy weight and then maintain it. I feel like there's a lot of people that are overweight that want to maintain it. They're doing great. They're eating healthy, but they're just maintaining. They're not able to get to that healthy weight and then maintain it.
Wow. I wanted to throw a couple of health-related questions your way and kind of get your feedback on them. Would that be okay?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay. What is your take on yoga and meditation?
So meditation and yoga, I participate in both of them fairly regularly, definitely the meditation part. So I spend 1 hour a day, every single day with our creator, with Jesus and God in prayer. I usually read a little bit of scripture and then I spend 40, 50 minutes of that time just listening and praying the rest of that time, because I know that when I spend time with our creator, then the rest of my life works better. And I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to convince you to do that, but I just know that in my personal life and in the lives of others been around me, that your life is better and you're full of more joy when you're able to spend that time with our creator. For yoga, yoga is fantastic because you are able to stretch your body and continue to have mobility, because mobility and motion are way more important to me than exercising and doing cardio and strength building. If it's kind of crazy, I didn't know this, but every single day as you age, it's almost like spider webs form on your muscles if you don't move them. To kind of put that in a better terminology, if you think about like the motion of moving your, lifting your hand straight up and down. So if you lift your arm straight up above your head and you do that, it's almost like you break away the spider webs that were on your arm. But if you go at one day without doing that, more spider webs form on your muscles. And there's actually a lot of videos out there that show two different people that unfortunately have passed away, and they show their muscles of somebody who like stretched and moved their body every day versus somebody who wasn't moving and motion and in motion every single day. And there's like a film of spider webs is what it looks like has formed over their muscles and restrict the motion of those muscles. So I think yoga is fantastic with helping you continue to break that film or break those spider webs off of those muscles and allow you to do the things that you want to do and be able to be more active and enjoy life and live life to the fullest.
Okay. And when it comes to working out, and obviously we have to move a little bit, you know, get in something. What do you think are the workouts that are best for most people?
Yeah. So I think something that we coach is called NEAT. It's non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Like I said, you don't have to slave yourself in a gym an hour, 2 hours a day, because let's be realistic. Life happens and you're not always going to have that time to go be in the gym. So what happens when you don't? One simple thing is create a standing desk. I have the standing desk where I can sit down or I can lift it up and I stand. When you stand, you're burning 2 or even 3 times more calories by just standing and working than if you were sitting or just walking. I think people underestimate how important it is to walk. I think a great health tip is to just get yourself a pet and take it for a walk every night, because you're getting your body moving, whether that's walking or even having your family go on a walk together. And what's most important about, like, if you take a family walk, is that you're able to have conversation and talk to those that you care about the most and be away from the distractions of the television or the couch or the computer and be outside and really get to listen and understand what's going on in your family and be there and be present for them. So not only are you exercising, but you're actually being there and being present for your family.
That's very sound advice. I can't fault you for that. That's, and it's simple enough to follow too. You know, that's not really asking a lot of people to just get up and move. That's all it comes down to, and enjoy what you're doing too.
Exactly.
Because I think lots of times people say, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go every day. They last 3 days. Oh, I can't do it. It's too hard. I'm too busy. You know, right. And then all of a sudden all the excuses come in and, you know, you're defeating the purpose of, you know, of your original goal anyway.
Right. And if I can add one more thing to that too, I think that a lot of people, when they want to lose weight, they're just like, oh, I'm just going to start running every day. Well, I think a lot of people don't understand when you, let's say you just run a mile, you burn around 125 to 150 calories. 3,500 calories is 1 pound of fat. So that means you have to run a little bit more than a marathon, 26 to 30 miles before you ever burn 1 pound of fat. That's not going to do it for you. Your lifestyle has to change. You can't just go to McDonald's and have 3 Big Macs and run a mile a day and expect to be at a healthy weight. So don't expect exercise to get you there. The rest of your life has to change.
Okay. And I do have a couple of food questions for you too.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, this one is coming from the Sherpa bride.
Okay.
She said, oh, you're talking to a health coach? She said, ask him this question. She wanted to know how you feel about when should you stop eating at night or should you stop eating at night?
Yeah. So it depends on your personality. I know that there's a lot of people that like to snack really late at night. I'm one of the people that probably should eat more at night. I will typically have a dinner around 7 o'clock and then I'm full for the rest of the night. Whereas I think that if you can eat about, and at the very latest, eating an hour before you go to bed, but having another fuel your body, your snack, let's say if you eat at 7 o'clock, eat again at 9 and then go to bed at 10:30, I think is perfectly acceptable. It doesn't have to be a big meal, but continue to don't let that dinner be the last thing you eat. You know, have a small meal, whether that's 7 olives or a couple pickles. You know, those are good things to be able to eat. They're good things from the earth that you can have. And you can be able to stay in the structure of eating, like I said, 5 or 6 times, keep that metabolism burning, even as you continue to move towards bed, is really good. But definitely don't plan on eating within a half an hour of going to bed, because your body won't be able to burn it as you lay down and you go to sleep. At the very latest, like I said, eat about an hour before you go to bed is pretty good, but don't let it go past that.
Okay. And what are foods that you usually tell your clients to avoid or to eat, and also the ones that you tell them to eat regularly?
Things to avoid. I mean, there's just so many chemicals and things in the food that we eat. Marketing and food people have gotten really good at identifying how our brains work. And I feel like there's a lot of people that don't understand that the food that's out there right now, a lot of it is so unnatural. It has only been created to make you eat it once and for your brain to register, hey, that was good. I want that again. And then you go back to it again, and then again, and again. So anything that, like high fructose corn syrup, you really want to eliminate that from your house. That is something that there is no value in eating high fructose corn syrup. And there are options that are not more expensive. It doesn't cost you more to eat it. You just have to take the couple seconds to look at a label and see, hey, this has high fructose corn syrup and this brand doesn't. So I'm going to buy this brand. Every once in a while, for instance, something like syrup, I struggle with that because that has high fructose corn syrup. And if you don't get it with high fructose corn syrup, it is like 8 times as expensive. So most of the time it will be cost neutral to switch over to something that isn't high fructose corn syrup. That is like the number one thing to avoid. Things to implement into your diet, high protein. Your body is able to use protein way better than it is carbs. And by no means am I saying cut out carbs, because your body does need carbs. No carb diets are not the best for your body. But certainly if you are at a healthy weight and you're maintaining, and if you have little, even just a little activity level, just go for protein rich foods. Not only does that allow your body to get the get good fuel to continue to move. But typically the high protein foods are going to be your healthier and more natural things anyway. The things that don't have very little, or things that have very little protein, are typically like, you know, cereal or honey buns, your little fruits and desserts that don't really have anything. They're just carbs and no protein. I would stay away from that.
You know, it's funny because your answer just actually helps me segue into my next question.
Okay.
I was going through some magazines. Do you ever read Men's Health magazine?
I've seen it. Not super familiar, but yeah.
Okay. The May issue of this year actually has an article of, I guess, they're calling it the carnivore diet, where it's all meat all the time. They kind of compare it to, you know, like the ketogenic. It's saying that the target would be 20% protein, 75% fat, and 5% carbs. Now, that's keto. The carnivore says 40% protein, 60% fat, and zero carbs, where it's just meat and meat and more meat. There's no vegetables. There's no salads.
Wow. I can't believe that article is in there, honestly. So I grew up on a farm in Ohio. I raised my own animals and we ate our own animals. So I absolutely love meat. I am a carnivore for sure.
Okay.
But that diet is terrible. I cannot believe that they would publish something like that.
Well, they don't seem to be behind it. They're saying, well, you know, here's what some people are doing, and they're saying that it helps them. But of course there were health experts that saying, no, you don't want to do this.
Yeah, I heard there's a story this past spring. A guy gave up everything but beer for Lent. So his entire diet was beer and water. And he lost like 45 pounds. But honestly, do you think anybody would agree that that's a healthy diet? Just because you lose weight by eating a certain way doesn't mean you're eating healthy. And you have to look for things that are going to sustain us. In the society we live in, we are extremely fast-paced, and you need to be able to have things at your availability to be able to have quickly and not have to prepare. And I'm sorry, but beer or just meat isn't going to do it for you. You need to have a balanced diet. I can't believe that is even a thing. Like I said, as much as I love meat, that's definitely not the route to go.
Now, lately, I've been hearing a lot about intermittent fasting, where people don't eat, you know, they eat very little for like a 10-hour stretch of the day. Maybe they'll just drink some water, and that's about it. Now, what's your take on that? Would you ever advise a client to do that?
And so I personally would not advise a client to do that. It kind of goes against the whole campfire and metabolism thing. Like, your body knows how to work. Your body knows what to do when it's fueled. And when you just decide to eat anything and everything you can in a 2-hour window, like, what is that teaching yourself for long term? If you have whatever you want just because it's in a certain window, is that really sustainable? Like, I'm confused on why that's even become a thing. Like I said, just because you do lose weight by doing a certain diet doesn't mean that it's long term healthy for your body. Just being able to, I know it's not considered starving yourself, but keeping yourself from eating for 22 hours of a day and only eating within 2 hours, like, where does that line up scientifically? Like I said, it does help you lose weight, certainly, but long-term health, it is not sustainable.
Yeah, it's funny because, especially with food, I think it's so confusing for everybody. You know, like, let's say with eggs, you know, they're good for you one week, and then the next week, no, don't eat eggs. And then it's, oh, they're not so bad. And then it's, no, stay away. It's, you know, people are, they're caught, you know, in a tug of war with some of these foods. And it, like, it makes it hard for a consumer to choose.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And that's kind of why I'm a health coach, because I truly believe in the mission of our company, and being able to, the education system that we have behind us is kind of the most, I guess, up to date, but also tracks back for thousands of years. I mean, humans have lived for thousands of years and they have been able to survive. So 10,000 years ago, what were people doing? Well, they were eating things from the earth. So nowadays, why are we eating things that are just produced in a factory? You know, like, honestly, like, do you think that's healthy for you? My answer is no. And I'm sure a lot of people would agree with me on that, that if it's produced in a factory, it's probably not the best for you to just go in your body.
Okay. Now, I know you have a website. Could you kind of walk me through what would somebody would do if they're going to sign up at your website?
Yeah. So actually, the website that my company uses doesn't really help people that aren't clients. The way that would be best to kind of get in touch with me, I have a Calendly link, which is on all of my podcasts, and that might be the website you're referring to.
Okay.
Because whenever I start with somebody, I want to talk to them. I want to hear on the phone what their health goals are and why they want to achieve them. Because if I don't hear that upfront, then I have no idea how to help them. I think there's a lot of like direct sales companies out there and a lot of people that want to help people, but they don't actually take the time to get to know somebody and listen to them and hear what their goals are. They just want to sell them a product. And that's not what I'm about. I personally think it's crazy to just like have a one size fit all for people, because people are different. All of our bodies are made up differently. Sure, at the very core, they work pretty much the same. But you have different goals of being healthy than I have. Like I said, I want to be able to teach my great grandkids how to play disc golf. That's probably not your goal. I want to hear what it is that you want to achieve and why. And that starts by having a phone call.
Okay.
And the web, sorry, to answer your question, the website is how you book a phone call with me. You have access to my calendar. You go in there, you select a time slot, and we get on the phone and we meet each other and talk.
Okay, great. Now, since we are both in the podcast biz, as we as we like to say, are there any other podcasts that you like to listen to?
Yeah, I listen to a couple. I listen to a podcast called Your First 100K. It's an entrepreneur podcast. I also listen to Broken Catholic. It's a spiritual and business kind of podcast. I listen to a leadership podcast by Craig Rochelle. He is a pastor out in Washington or Oregon. I'm not sure. I can't remember which one, but it's a leadership podcast. And then I also listen to a vaccine podcast that talks a little bit about vaccines and how they affect our health. I think that's really interesting to see that whole side of the story, which I will not want to go into tonight.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I was going to say, we're skating on a little thin ice there. Yeah. That's okay. I don't like getting into debates on my show. I like our listeners to get used to the people who are hosting the podcast. And of course, we have our little portion of the show called Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And that is where you can tell our listeners where they can reach you and on social media or about your podcast or anything else that you'd like to share with them. It's all yours.
Yeah. All right, great. I want to get to know you. So you can just add me on Facebook if you want to add me on Facebook. My name is Zachary Smith. There's probably going to be a lot of them. So if you want to search Mission for Health on Facebook, you might be able to find my profile a little bit easier. You can also find me on Instagram. One handle is @DailyMissionForHealth. The other would be @Zach21. But that's Zach with two A's. That's my personal. Like I said, I want to be authentic and I want to be real. So just follow my personal accounts. And then as for the podcast spectrum, you can find me on any large podcast network. You can find me at Mission for Health. I'll be listed on all of those major podcasts.
Yeah. And everybody, don't forget, it's a nice, quick podcast. So if you're a little pressed for time, you're going to get a little bit of knowledge whenever you're going to listen to Zach. So Zachary right. Smith. Mission for Health, thank you very much for coming down to the chalet.
Yes, thank you very much.
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
As you probably can imagine, there are plenty of health and fitness podcasts out there. But here's five that you can check out for this week. Eat This, Not That. No, that's not an order. That's the name of the podcast. And it's produced by the people who bring you Men's Health. Embody Radio. That's capital E, capital M, because that is hosted by Emily Duncan. Also, the Legendary Life podcast, Chasing Excellence, and the Fitcast. But like I always say, if you're going to be making any changes to your health, make sure you speak to a medical professional or your regular doctor. Because remember, just listening to those podcasts isn't going to get you any healthier. Well, that's another show for us for this week. Special thanks to Zachary Smith, and make sure you're checking out his podcast, Mission for Health. And you can check out this podcast on any major podcast app, and follow me on social media too. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can even also check out my website. It's jimthepodcastsherpa.wixsite.com/website. Man, I gotta learn how to abbreviate. The website will take you to any of my social media sites. Also, there's a collection of the Sherpa sheets there and every episode from the podcast. So it's really neat to check out and it's very simple to navigate. Until next time, as we Sherpas like to say, no, that's not the TSA over there. That's a mountain lion. All right, be careful getting out of here. Watch your step in the parking lot. Bruce, show them the door.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Chapalition. Viva la Chapalition. Oh. Yell, come back now, you hear?